This is 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio. Welcome to the Sundial Writer's Corner. I'm Dory Nutt, one of the program's producers, along with Brett Tannehill. On today's episode, we welcome new Sundial contributor Brigitte Pellerain. She's a newcomer to the area and has fallen thoroughly in love with the people here.
You're not supposed to look at your phone when you cross a big downtown street, but you know how it is. Oh, and please refrain from judging me. It felt urgent. I mean, it binged, didn't it? So, yeah, I looked. And next thing you know, bam! Oh, how embarrassing. Where did this specimen come from? A second ago, there was nobody there. The sky was blue, the downtown sleepy. Maybe not that quiet. Lunchgoers had mostly returned to the office, with only a few stragglers keeping the seats warm at the dozen or so restaurants around the courthouse square. People who didn't feel the slightest urge to head back to the office and knew perfectly well they would get away with stretching their midday break. The South at its languorous best. The gregarious parking attendant on Clinton, who never misses a chance to smile and ask how your day is going, he was busy handing people their change and making them feel like they were about to have the best afternoon of their lives. Why do we take people like that for granted, like paint on concrete? Without them, nothing would work properly, and we'd be no better than robots on a productivity treadmill to nowhere. Right then on the spot, still recovering from having drooled on this stranger who, by the way, vaguely smells like One by Calvin Klein, I'm nearly ready to melt, and not in a good way either. And oh, did I mention he's handsome too? Dressed like a lawyer or maybe a real estate agent, pressed dark jacket, open collared shirt, shoes polished just so. I'm a mess of excuses. Like, I'm trying to apologize but rationalize at the same time, knowing full well I wouldn't take kindly to such ditziness if the situation was reversed. "You're fine," he said. You can tell a lot about a people by what they say when you apologize to them for being klutzy. In this little northern Alabama town, for reasons I do not understand, people go out of their way to make you feel comfortable, seen, and valued. Not despite your rudeness, precisely because of it. What better reason to make you feel at ease than you just made a fool of yourself tripping over your own misplaced pride? If that doesn't bring tears to your eyes, I don't know what will. There are a lot of places in the world that you'd assume would be more polite than this little town. You'd be wrong. In much of continental Europe, people don't really say anything. They grunt something amorphous, then move on. You could almost mistake it for a burp, it's so unsubtle. In New England, there's a lot of "excuse me." In fact, "excuse me" is what you hear the most throughout the United States. Not "I'm sorry." "I'm sorry" is just too Canadian. This charming stranger who smelled like success immediately made me feel seen, accepted, and welcome. Would that we treated everyone like that all the time, especially when we goof.
Brigitte Pellerain is a Canadian author and journalist with over two decades of experience in both English and French. She has a few books published by trade publishers and a few more she has self-published just for fun. You can hear Brigitte's story again or any of the past Sundial stories and poems by visiting WLRH.org and clicking on Sundial under the Programs tab. And we'll air a new episode of Sundial every Monday morning at 9 here on 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio.